Case number 12,864, Christie Orton seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Bakerfield Road, approximately 986 feet north of Draper Road. The 911 address is 24745 Bakerfield Road in Milford. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 230, map 8, parcel 25.03. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Christie Orton, 24745 Bakerfield Road, Milford.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Orton, you may present your case.
Okay, I do have letters that were collected. I reached out to Ann Lepore last week. She said she was out for a while, and I did not submit the letters in advance, but I do have 17 support letters here. And several of those also are just references for the daycare and my experience as a teacher as well. And I do also have my business license and my childcare license here. I don't know if you want those.
You can give those to Ms. Norwood on the end. She'll distribute them to the board and put them into the record.
I am currently operating a daycare. I have 6 children that I'm approved to care for. I am approved for a level 2 daycare, meaning that I can have up to 9 children, but because of zoning, it's restricted down to the allowment of 6 kids instead of 9. I do have 4 children. My youngest is 2, so he's included in my allowance of numbers, which would put me to him and 5 other children. I'm also expecting my final child this winter, so that would take 2 personal spots of mine, which would only allow me a 4 without having an increased number. My oldest daughter is 19, and she helps me full-time. She lives at home, so I'm only required to have myself for up to 9 children, but with having her there and having the extra help, she just finished at Sussex Tech and taking classes towards her teaching certificate as well. So we would like the opportunity for myself to have up to 9 children and potentially in the future up to 12 once she has her certificate completed. I don't know that I'll ever go to the 12, but since we're new to it recently, I would like to have that option for us since 2 of my kids would take those spots. We also have some families in the area who need before and after school care, so those kids also would be incorporated in my numbers. So that's another reason why we wanted to be able to expand. I have my teaching certificate for 19 years of experience. I also have business experience for 19 years. I've done dog boarding, training, and rescue. And we also have 6 acres, so we have animals there. And a lot of the parents say with our location, we're very close to Route 1. So it's very convenient for families who are traveling for drop-off and pick-up, and they like the idea of me not being in town and having the animals there for the kids to be able to interact with. I have a business behind me. My closest neighbor, their driveway goes directly along our property line, and they have a greenhouse. So their hours of operation are very similar to what mine are. Mine are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. When parents drop off, they're there 5 to 10 minutes at most in the morning. It's usually between 7 and 9 a.m., and then in the evenings, they pick up usually between 3:30 and 5 p.m. So it's pretty quick, just 5 to 10 minutes for each family coming in and out. Other than our neighbor that's right behind us, none of the other neighbors are very close. We have on our one side, we have a tack stitch, which has that tree line there. And on the other side of that, they have goats and a pond and a hay field. We actually purchase our hay there for our animals. And then they have family that lives in the next home over. And then the next closest house we have, if you go around that bend there to the stop sign, is where Draper Road begins. So the next home would be just past that, actually this other way, sorry. So it says that our corner of our property is 986 feet from that stop sign, and then there's still another few hundred feet from us. And then we have one more just over at the other end of the trees going from the other side of our property down Bakerfield Road. So we don't have a lot of neighbors. There's 2 ways usually use to come into our property off of Route 1, which would be the Bakerfield Road, and then if they went the Draper Road, they would take the next road, which is Sugar Hill Road, and go up, but most stay right on our Bakerfield Road and use that entrance and way to get to us. Don't think I have anything else. We are zoned AR1, so we're pretty much in the country, not a lot around us, fields.
Okay, Ms. Orton, does that complete your presentation?
Yes, so I am requesting a special use to be able to provide care for up to 12 children instead of the current approved 6.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
How large is your property?
We have 6 acres.
Okay. Is that behind your property, is that a residence or a business?
It's both. Their home is there, and then their business is there as well.
What kind of a business is that?
It's a greenhouse. It's Eastern Ornamentals.
Okay.
And the property that we purchased used to be a part of their business, and the other 6.6 acres was as well. And when they downsized, we purchased that lot, and we know the other guy next to us who bought that one. He's just waiting to build for a while.
All right. Thank you.
And one of the letters that I submitted was from the neighbor directly behind me who's in agreeance with it.
You have a fenced-in play area.
I do, yes. I went ahead and fenced in the back play area so that it had the 2 gates that are required. If we did ever go up to the 12 children, you have to have 2 gates. They have to be self-closing. So we made sure that everything was done the way it would need to be, so it wouldn't have to be changed later on.
Noticed in your letters of support you have some teachers?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it solid fence? Is the fence solid the entire way around it, or?
Coming off the side of the house, that's actually an old picture, so you can't really see a lot of what's there. The house isn't even on that one. I think one of the pictures might have had a more recent one that I saw. But it's solid fence that comes off the side of the house and over to that property line that goes down the neighbor's driveway there. And it's actually been up. Back over that direction. Back over some more towards the house. Yeah, see, the fence isn't on there. It's not recent enough. We just moved into our house. It's a new build, so we've been in about 3 to 4 months. We haven't been in long. But right there where you can see those little septic caps beside the house, the fence line goes off the corner of the back of that house just behind it over to the property line. It's in actually 6 feet from the property line of the neighboring fence, and it's solid and goes back. And then we have a no-climb type fence that goes from that property line back to enclose the area. So it's a solid fence on two sides, and then it's a wire fence on the back side. One of the pictures that I submitted of the backyard does show the fence and the gate.
Uh-huh.
This one.
I didn't know. I see the wire fence, I guess, sort of cuts it in half, I guess.
Yeah, so that the whole backyard isn't accessible. It just cuts it down to just that play space, which comes off the back of the house.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sharp?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Orton, you can take a seat for a second. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? Not seeing any. So at this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12864 for Ms. Christy Orton. Is there a motion for case number 12864.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12684 for Christy Orton for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. Mr. Sharp, is this an indefinite period of time?
There's no, this isn't one that has a temporary approval, so you could, I mean, you could put a condition on that, but it's not required.
I don't want to, just making sure. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12864 has been approved.
Thanks for your work.